G'day, Cookie.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Not too bad, thanks, mate. And so you played New South Wales Cup against Newtown. You won 24-12. You scored a try. What did you take out of it all?
It's a lot different going back to Cup. You know, it's meeting some of the guys who aren't in that top 30 that go back down for the first time as well. But, mate, I had good fun. They were great back there. It's obviously different defending with, you know, certain people that you do week in, week out and train with as well. So, Newtown were good. They were obviously the Sharks feeder club as well. But it was good to get a win. Get across the trial line, just enjoy some footy. So, hopefully I've done enough to try and, you know, push back into that first grade squad too.
Cookie, how did you prepare yourself mentally? It's always tougher going back, obviously, as an established champion as you are. How did you prepare yourself mentally for that?
Yeah, look, the week was, especially the start of the week, obviously a lot of tension around it, quite draining by the time I got to game day, just how the whole week went out. But, you know, I played a lot of New South Wales Cup, a lot of games back there, so I understand what it's about. And I also understand, getting the club off to a good start that day on the field, and also I understand being in that position of New South Wales Cup players, that's what they live for each weekend, and you get these guys that come back from grade. You want to make sure you do them proud as well. So there was a lot of motivation there just to make sure I didn't let those guys down, because that's what they look for week in, week out, their footy. You know, some of them have got to go to work, you know, all day and then go to train. So I want to make sure I go back and do a good job for them. And that's what was motivating me on the weekend.
Cookie, what did you make of the NRL team's performance against the Sharks last Saturday night? I think everyone agrees a much improved performance, but still some areas to work on.
Yeah, there is, but a much improved performance. Looked like, you know, we're fighting the whole game there. At the start, in the first half, we know a couple of boys dropping down, and Cam as well. Like, we thought we were on the back foot a lot, and I thought the forwards did a great job to step up and play some massive minutes and have some great performances too. The likes of Shaq and Tommy, two big fellas there, pushed out big minutes and really set the platform, I think. You know, Tommy could almost be rewarded with two try assists with some of his play the balls that led to those tries, just how powerful they were and how quick the play the ball was. So they did a great job, and it's all about, you know, just harnessing that fight we had. If we could be a different story if we didn't have any injuries in that game against the top of the league Sharks at the moment.
What about Jai Gray's debut at fullback? Cookie, what do you make of that?
Yeah, we always knew what we were going to get out of Jai. A little excitement machine, speed, all that sort of stuff we see at training. I think he handled himself really well. He went after it. His first carry, he went straight back at the defensive line. He copped a hit from Mortalo, maybe, I think it was. I said to him after the game, you won't get hit ever harder than that in a game. So, well, that's it's good initiation into NRL there. But I thought he handled himself really well. And it was just on the ball, plenty of energy, which is really good and what we needed at the moment.
Cookie, from a player's point of view, like, we know there was so much speculation leading into that Sharks game about Jason Demetrio, your coach, reports that Mal Meninga might have been approached by a third party. But the club's come out, obviously, since the Sharks game saying, no, Jason's our man, we're going to give him some time. As a player, does it sort of bring a little bit of relief to go through that squad when you hear news like that coming from the top of the club?
Yeah, definitely, because I think there was so much noise around last week. It's building a lot last week, and the way JD's handled himself has been great too. You wouldn't think anything of it. You wouldn't notice his, all the stuff he was copping. So, that result on the weekend, they'll say it was enough, but, it's great to see that, the noise has dropped off and the media has dropped off a bit, and we can just focus on what we need to do because we know we've got the talent here and the team here to get the job done. And obviously the wins aren't on the board at the moment, just got to keep working hard like we did on the weekend. So for JD, I'm happy that there's talk obviously at Fernty coming in. I'm not sure if that's even, we've had the bye, so we've got the bye this weekend, so we've had a couple of days off, so I'm not sure what's actually going on today when we get in there. But if he is, it's going to be a great little addition as well to our team and to help us out at the moment. But definitely happy the noise is dropped off a bit, and we can focus on ourselves still.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Cookie, is the bye come at a good time, and what do you think the coaching staff will use the break to focus on?
We'll probably find out today, but we've all had a few days, last 3 days off. Spend some time with family, get your head away from footy, which is, you could say it's come at a good time, yeah. Yeah, but or also there was probably some good momentum taken out of that Sharks game. So we just sort of find a way to harness that and carry that down. But we've got a massive game coming up after the bye. We get to play on Anzac Day in Melbourne, which is very exciting. So no doubt, you know, the focus will turn to Melbourne very quickly. Maybe not today so much, more of a review, but come Friday, Sunday sessions, we'll definitely ramp it up. And you know, I think there's a lot of motivation to build on that. That momentum, I know it was a loss, but a bit of momentum out of that Sharks game.
So since sort of, you know, before the Sharks game, have you had much communication with Jason Demetrio personally and been given sort of any indication you could return on Anzac Day against the Melbourne Storm?
No, nothing personally, you know, communication between us two. Yeah, I think everyone, I think he was probably just letting all the boys just enjoy their couple of days off to get away from footy. So, yeah, being a longer turnaround before our game, I think, you know, there was no need to talk footy the last couple of days. I think everyone's, you know, definitely felt a little bit and just enjoyed those couple of days off before we ramp it back up again. So, yeah, I'll probably have a chat to him today, you know, get out there and train well and see where we're at.
Cookie, a couple of weeks ago, or a few weeks ago, a reader texted in about my tipping and said I've gone 66 tips for zero wins. We've got a reader, listener.
Yeah, but that's exaggerated. That listener, like...
I think their maths was way off.
Well, yeah. I mean, he thinks he's a genius,
Mossy. But Cookie's copying it this morning on the text line. Gary from Wadalba said, you're 0 from 7. What's doing?
It's been a rough start on the track and field this year. So I'm going international this week, though. I don't know what the race details are, but King of Sparta's racing. So I'm just driving at the moment, so I can't pull up where it is, but... That's where I'm going.
I'm assuming you're on hands-free, mate.
I am hands-free, yes.
I reckon... yeah, okay, so King of Sparta.
Yeah, over in New Zealand.
Okay. So, would that be? At the moment. We'll chase that down, exactly what race that is. I'm sure I've asked you this before, Cookie, but just remind us, what's your take on Golden Point after we had two games going to Golden Point on the weekend and a heap of debate over, you know, the way it's refereed, you know, whether teams should be given a point if they lose in Golden Point. What's your take on it all?
Yeah, I'll probably answer this with you a couple of times, but I've probably given different answers as well. So,
well, we can change our minds.
Yeah, we can. I didn't see the games on the weekend. I saw obviously the results, but I wasn't sure. I heard some, you know, people talking about the field goals on just going nonstop. So, looking at Golden Try. Mate, you could go, you know, if it's a field goal, just play on and just run the clock out 10 minutes. You know, so if you're in front by one, you win, I guess. Still give the other team an opportunity to score, maybe. That's where I'd sit, maybe. And if they both kick a field goal and they, you know, still draw and then 1 point each.
But do you feel, Cookie, that the game's officiated just a touch differently in that Golden Point period?
Oh, well, look, as a player, it's such a, like, intense part of the game. You can only imagine what the refs are going through too. Like they are, whatever decision they make, there's going to be half the crowd hate them and half the crowd love them. So I can understand the nerves that go into that. You know, someone like, you know, a goal kicker trying to kick from the sideline to win the game. So it's, sometimes you're going to get it, sometimes you're not. So the refs are only human. We just got to back them that they do the best job each week. But you know, I think, if we're going to use the bunker as well, if there is a blatant penalty, I didn't see the one on the weekend, but I heard that they were offside, then maybe the bunker can step in. But that's just going to cause carnage if they call it back for a penalty. Yeah, so it's an interesting one, but it could be entertaining as well. So,
and our listeners have pointed out that King of Sparta, of course, is in the Quokka over in the west at Ascot in the big $5 billion, the Quokka. Over there where it's drawn well, Barrier 4, Blake Shin will ride for the Snowdens. And, well, it's been $10 into $7 as well, Cookie. So enjoy your bye weekend, mate.
Will do. Was that Barry having a go at my tips, was it, earlier? Tell him it's a sure thing this weekend. So get on it.
I think you just told him.
Have a good few days. Well, enjoy the bye weekend, mate, and we'll chat next week.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.